Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Laura Simon. Another chilly start to our morning out there on this first weekend of April. Let's get right to meteorologist Jamie Travers this morning with a first look at our forecast. Jamie, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Temperatures have dipped to around that freezy mark in many areas. So yeah, frosty start. Pretty cold.
A lot of farmers markets are getting started today too. So
yeah, it's that's true.
Chilly out for that.
Yeah, well, you know, this afternoon it will be pretty nice. It's just going to be first thing this morning, but we'll have the sun, so that will help how things feel out there. Really, today is looking like a pretty nice day. Today and then tomorrow will be warmer, but a bit more active. We'll talk about that. Not a washout. 39 degrees currently, but we have that wind out of the east at 10 miles per hour. That means our wind chill is at 32 degrees. We do have mostly clear skies here in our area, but that cloud cover is just to our south across southern Missouri and down into Arkansas. But overall, today in our region should be a very bright one with those clouds staying south of us. Temperature wise, the 30s for us. 31 in Alton, so below freezing there. Right at freezing in Arnold at 32. 31 in Farmington, so some of our colder spots are just kind of scattered there across the region. 30 in Mount Vernon, 31 in Litchfield, Illinois. So colder temperatures, but this afternoon it will be milder. We'll make it to the 60s, but you'll notice here through the morning hours, 9 a.m. 47, by 10 a.m. up to about 50, so still chilly or cool, but then this afternoon sunshine in the low 60s will be pretty comfortable. We'll talk more about that eclipse forecast and of course the Cardinals game, Battle Hawks. We have a lot going on here in the city. We'll have more on that coming up.
Okay, Jamie, thanks so much. To our top story this morning, a person is struck by a train in Granite City. This happened just before 6:30 last night in an industrial area on Missouri Avenue. It's not far from Midwest Transportation and Wheeland Recycling. The victim is in the hospital this morning fighting for their life. They were last listed in critical condition. Granite City police are not releasing any other information at this time. Police are investigating a shooting in North St. Louis. This happened just before 11:45 last night. Officers responding to the area of St. Ferdinand Avenue between Kingsway East and the Ville neighborhoods. They found a man had been shot in the face, neck, and chest. He was not able to communicate very much, but was conscious and breathing when he was taken to a hospital. Police tell me no suspects are in custody at this time. If you have any information that may help investigators, you are urged to call Crime Stoppers at 1-866-371-TIPS or 8477. A popular neighborhood bar in South St. Louis goes up in flames. This happened at Stella Blues Restaurant and Bar on Morgan Ford just after 1:30 yesterday afternoon. When the St. Louis Fire Department got there, heavy smoke was coming from the second floor. People were inside at the time, but thankfully made it out safely. Captain Garrett Mosby with the St. Louis Fire Department tells us the cause of this fire appears to be accidental.
Our investigators came later, and it appears most of the damage was in the rear of the building, but it appears that the fire started above the suppression system in the kitchen. Suppression system is there to extinguish anything that flares up on the grill. With the fire right in the ceiling, yeah, the fire that extended to the second floor, it got into that attic void in the roof. We had to put a hole in the roof. So there's a decent amount of repairs that'll need to be made. Then you have the water that cascades down and then the smoke damage. So pretty substantial damage, but I have faith that they'll get it done, like they said, and reopen as soon as they can.
We haven't heard from the owner of the restaurant yet, but regulars tell us they really hope it'll reopen. We continue following a developing story out of O'Fallon, Illinois, after more than 20 students and a teacher suddenly got sick and had to go to the hospital at St. Clair Catholic School. You may remember this exclusive video we first showed you on Fox 2 News in the morning on Thursday of first responders taking students out of classrooms on stretchers. Fox 2's Mallory Thomas bringing us an update this morning on what happened.
Everything happening back behind me in that tan building, that is where students were attending mass when all of a sudden they began feeling ill. The fire chief says that building is right next to the boiler room and next to the kitchen. He says that is where they believe the gas leak started.
It was scary. I didn't know what was happening.
Students describing the terrifying moments.
An eighth grader fell, and then multiple kids just fell. And then we had to evacuate the building.
He just fell over and passed out, I guess, and he started like throwing up. And then about 5 minutes later, three other people just fell down and passed out.
Firefighters arriving quickly at the school, finding students with various symptoms, upset stomachs, nausea, and lethargic. The fire department says a total of 25 students and one adult receiving medical attention.
More and more people just started passing out, and so then we evacuated.
Bob Marito Automotive Group Skyfox capturing parents rushing to the chapel to pick up their kids.
My heart sank right into my stomach. I freaked out. I just said, let's go.
Freaked me out, but you know, I'm glad my daughter's okay and my nephew, and it seems like all the kids that did pass out are gonna be okay.
The fire department using giant fans to clear the gas out of the building. They say school will be back on tomorrow. Parents are planning to keep a close watch on their kids for the rest of the day.
Gave them both a big hug. They seem to be doing okay right now. Asked them how they're feeling. I'm definitely going to be keeping an eye on them all day.
You could see crews investigating the cause. Ameren, Illinois says this incident is from a carbon monoxide leak in a rooftop furnace. The O'Fallon Fire Department disagrees, saying they had four readers on site, all of them showing high natural gas levels and no carbon monoxide. In O'Fallon, Mallory Thomas, News 11.
U.S. Congresswoman Cori Bush is back in Missouri. She's calling on Congress to compensate people who live in the St. Louis area who are exposed to radiation. She was in town yesterday promoting the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. It was left out of a massive government spending bill. The U.S. Senate passed a standalone version providing money for people who got sick from contamination from atomic bomb production in the 1940s. It would extend that coverage to people in our area.
This is bipartisan, as we have seen even locally in Missouri, that this is supported by Republicans and Democrats. We just want to see our people made whole and want to see the federal government start to right a wrong. It can't right the entire wrong because people are already gone. People are standing here with us who are sick, but as the speaker, since he said yes to this position, since he said, yes, I will do this, he also has to listen to us.
The current program expires on June 7th. The mayor of St. Charles says the vote to approve a new $85 million city hall complex will make a huge difference for the city's future. The measure passed by a hefty margin, and it means a big move out of the iconic city hall building that's been home to St. Charles government for around 50 years. Elliot Davis talks with Mayor Dan Borgmeyer in this morning's You Paid For It.
Here's what St. Charles officials are envisioning for the future: an artist's rendering of a new $85 million St. Charles City Center complex. The 150,000 square foot facility will include the City Hall, a historical society, recreation center, and arts and culture area, and more. The mayor and his supporters for the new city center not leaving anything to chance. It passed with about 63% of the vote. It needed 57% to pass. The mayor says officials pulled out all the stops.
What was the cost of this campaign?
I think we have about $85,000 in it. There are some private contributions to help on the PAC side, but for the most part, that's about what we, because we did seven, so we did four mailings. There were three more.
You said $85,000?
I think about $85,000 is what I heard.
That this campaign?
Yeah.
Was that worth the money?
Well, you got to communicate with the people, and if you don't, it costs a lot more to lose an election than it does to win an election.
Was that public or private funds to pay for this?
All of the informational stuff was public funds. Private funds, they get involved with PACs, as you know, and things like that. We could not say vote yes. All of our output was informational.
The mayor calls it money well spent. He says it's going to transform the north end of Main Street in St. Charles.
And I think the dynamics of what this is going to represent, joining North and South, and this is going to kind of be the center hub, I think they were all excited about it. But there's still 550,000 square feet here, so take 70 off that. We still have all that left. But now, already today, I'm getting calls, people saying, hey, that thing went through. We'd like to be part of that. So you'll see restaurants. You'll see we have proposals for hotels.
Something no doubt on the minds of many taxpayers, what happens to the old city hall that officials have been using for decades? The mayor says officials have an idea for that too. The old city hall was built in 1975. It appraised at $3.7 million. The mayor says it would have cost some $41 million just to fix up the building. What happens to the existing city hall?
We are in negotiations with another government agency to possibly take that over, and we also have some offers on that from the private sector side that may turn it into condos or apartments.
Do you have any preference as to what you'd like to see?
I'd like to see it become part of the government justice center. We've got the jail up there. We've got the courts up there. I think that would be a nice addition if the county is so inclined to do that.
The mayor says construction on the new city hall will start later this year. He expects it to be completed in about 2 years at the end of 2026. Of course, I'll stay on top of this $85 million deal. After all, you paid for it.
Solar eclipse viewing parties are taking place throughout Missouri and Illinois in about 48 hours or so, a little bit more than that. But in a couple days in Collinsville, they're going to be pulling out all the stops for their watch party. Herald Square is going to be the place to be on Monday to see the solar eclipse. It is the home of the giant ketchup bottle there in Collinsville, Illinois. And they are celebrating the Great American Solar Eclipse by offering moon pie custard courtesy of Uptown Scoops. Adults 21 and up can enjoy a glass of solar shandy or high noon whiskey and more. You can experience live entertainment in the outdoor space, including fire performers and raptors from the Treehouse Wildlife Center. Free solar eclipse glasses are going to be provided to people who attend this as well. So let us know where you're watching the solar eclipse and make sure that you tune in to the Fox 2 solar eclipse special. Our coverage begins at 1 o'clock on Monday afternoon. We'll have live crews along the path of totality and we'll share pictures of the eclipse from across the country. Again, that is Monday at 1 p.m. right here on Channel 2. Jamie, any plans for the solar eclipse?
Yeah, I'll be down with the Science Center to Perryville.
Fun.
Hopefully that's our planned destination right now, but of course cloud cover, we could always
right weather could certainly make an impact. I know they've got a nice watch party going on out at Eckert's in Belleville too.
They do, yeah. A lot of areas, I think a lot of people are going to be out in the forecast. I do worry because much of the country along the path of totality is showing more clouds. So I do have a feeling that with our pretty good forecast, a lot of people, extra people, are going to be flocking our way. So hopefully the crowds aren't too incredibly crazy, but I am happy to say that our forecast is still looking pretty good. Now, I actually flip things. I have the solar eclipse forecast in this weather hit, but it's at the end there before the 7 day. So stick with me and you'll see it. Let's go ahead and start off with the St. Louis Battlehawks forecast. It is the first home game, 7 p.m., but I think a lot of people might be out there tailgating, and it's going to be a nice day for that. 60s with sunshine, not too breezy. The drive home, increasing cloud cover, will still be dry, though, for the drive home. Those rain chances, showers and storms move in overnight and early Sunday. There's a view from space. Most of us are mostly clear. However, across our few far southern counties, we do tap into some of that cloud cover. It gets thicker as you move into southern Missouri and then down into Arkansas. So Reynolds, Dent, parts of Iron, Madison counties showing some of that cloud cover currently. There's a view from St. Louis, downtown St. Louis. It looks like we have a few high clouds there, thin wispy clouds, but otherwise mostly clear. 39, feeling like 32. Don't like having to talk about a wind chill this time of year, but it does happen. East wind at 10 miles per hour. So we had that frosty start, that frost advisory freeze warnings in place this morning. There's that view from Mosca Mills, Flags. Quiet this morning. 31 in Alton, although we do have that 10-mile-an-hour wind at Lambert, but doesn't look like we have that going on at Mosca Mills. 34 at Mosca Mills, 31 for Alton, Farmington, 32 at Sparta, Perryville, Arnold. So many areas did dip to or even below freezing. So a cold start, but this afternoon actually warmer than yesterday. Yesterday we hit 57. Today we'll be in the lower half of the 60s. and the upper 50s to low 60s across our northern counties. Then tonight, we'll see the increasing cloud cover and rain chances. So some scattered showers will roll through early tomorrow morning, may have a few rumbles of thunder in there, and it will push across the metro probably in the, I don't want to give an exact hour, but potentially 7 to 8 a.m. or so. So it will roll across the region from west to east early on around daybreak. Then we'll have a break. We'll have lots of clouds around. We might see those clouds clear out, though, a little bit for the afternoon. Highs will climb to the 70s. We'll be windy tonight and tomorrow. And then we're watching for that chance of scattered storms to develop again through the afternoon hours. And we could have a few stronger storms, especially across southwestern Illinois and down into southeastern Missouri for tomorrow. We do have that elevated severe weather threat for those areas, a level one of five. So for today, 63 degrees, mostly sunny skies. It will be a very nice day, especially after a pretty cold one to end the work week, or cooler temps to end the work week. Tonight, 46. We'll have those showers, maybe a few rumbles of thunder overnight and through the morning on Sunday. And your total eclipse forecast, well, mostly sunny to partly cloudy. That cloud forecast has increased a little bit, but still low confidence on the exact coverage and the thickness of that cloud cover. So we are hoping for the best with that. By 2 p.m., 74, so that's around the totality, 74. Of course, that temperature will drop off as things get dark there if you're in the path of totality. 77 for your forecast high, so it will be a warm one to start your work week and for that eclipse. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, becoming more active. Those temperatures, though, pretty mild into next week, the 60s and 70s.
Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards, like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials and, of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.